boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go, and I must buy.
No, I think I kind of gave this song a bad rap yesterday.
But come ye back.
Matter of fact,
when summer,
as I listen to it,
meadow,
oh man.
Or when the
valley, I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
And white.
Okay, I think we're over it now.
It's
don't I know what I thought it was. Did he hit the high note?
Sunshine,
I'm feeling for Clint.
Okay. Oh,
I think I'm okay now.
Oh, boy.
So we want to welcome you to the Reformed Coffee Shop. At this point, why it's called the Reformed Coffee Shop, who knows? Just the name that I have right now. So, hope your St. Patrick's Day was good or is being good. You know, I'm in such a podcasting mood right now that I'm just podcasting like a mo. And I don't know why, but I guess it's just in my blood or something. You know, I used to want to go on a radio. So maybe I just had all this pent-up podcasting energy and it just, you know. Anyway, here I am. And once again, we want to welcome our special, very special co-star, co-host, I guess you'd say, Napoleon Dynamite.
Y'all freaking started. I didn't get to eat anything today.
Well, you know what, Napoleon? It's 4 o'clock. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully, we'll get you something to eat very soon. Is that cool?
Sweet.
All right, I thought you'd like that. So what are we going to talk about on the show today? To be quite honest with you, I don't know. No, actually, I do know. I was thinking a lot about what is recently the anniversary of what recently happened to me. March the 12th, 2005, my wife and I were involved in a relatively serious car accident. So we're going to take a blast back just recently here to hear one of the podcasts I did shortly after that happened. So without further ado, or maybe we won't because it's not on this computer. Oh, well. Well, let me recap it for you. On March the 12th, 2005, my wife and I were going out to sing some karaoke at one of my favorite places in Michigan to sing karaoke. Here's a commercial, you guys. It's the Huron River Inn in South Rockwood. Every Friday and Saturday night, they have karaoke, and they are home of the Dollar Train Shot. And we went out to do a little karaoke, and evidently, I don't really remember what happened, but I entered the intersection on a red light and got T-boned by a Dodge Durango. We were in a Honda Civic. Dodge Durango's doing about 50. You do the math. Totaled the car. I broke my ankle. My wife was very badly bruised up. And to be quite honest with you, it was a relatively life-changing experience for me because I think I was very tightly wound and was needing to learn how to blow off some steam. And that was the moment that I think, in a weird sort of way, my faith met reality, if that makes sense. I realized at that moment that I could have as much faith as I wanted, but it wasn't going to do me a lot of good if I wasn't real about, you know, what it was and everything. So, a little song that meant a lot to me then, as it does now, and became a pretty popular song. Here's a little snippet of it. It's Tim McGraw's live like you were dying.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real.
All right, if you know the chorus, I want you to sing along, all right? I'm going to sing, so here we go. Man, what you do?
And he said,
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get a chance to live like you were dying. You know, the best example that I can think of to look at and with this situation is Christ. You know, if you go by traditional standards, you know, 33 years on this earth, and the last 3 years of his life, he really spent, I believe, purposefully, at least to some extent, looking toward the cross. You know, it was like he knew that ultimately this might cost him his life. In fact, you know, there's a theological debate exactly about how much Christ knew, if he knew he was God and things of that nature. And to be quite honest with you, I don't have all the answers to that. I mean, even the best case scenario that I've come up with seems to really deny the deity of God to some extent, or the deity of Christ, I should say. But no matter how it works out theologically, I think at some point Jesus believed and he came to a realization that he was God and that he had to go to the cross. And there are, you know, we've been studying this in theology class, there are even varied opinions about why he had to go to the cross. And no matter what your opinion is of the atonement, you know, the reason why that happened, you have to admit Jesus went to the cross with a purpose. He did willingly give his life up. If he was truly God, he could have called down 1,000 angels to rescue him off that cross, but he didn't do that. Jesus Christ truly lived in a way like he was dying because he had the view of that cross in mind. And being as I am a Christian and that my ultimate role model is Christ, isn't that exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? Living my life really with the cross in mind. So I had a very interesting conversation, and I'm getting real short on time here, with a friend of mine who spent 20 plus years in the army, retired, and he came to the conclusion after his spiritual journey was completed after the army, or really began, that he died on the cross when Jesus died on the cross, and that his life now was to be poured out for Christ. And that's amazing to me, how someone would come to that conclusion. But anyway, think about that, how you can live your life like you were dying. Can you live your life with the cross in front of you or behind you or even in front of your face? So, this is Dave McDowell for the Reformed Coffee Shop. We'll see you later. Love, peace, and a pot of neck bones.